This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends around the world. This is Dr. Bob Teal for the Bible News Prophecy Program. There are a lot of artificial intelligence programs out there these days, and one of the more popular ones is called ChatGPT. Is it possible an AI program like ChatGPT could choose the true Christian church, or at least give people some information so they can make that choice? Now, even though I've got some issues with AI programs, I thought I would deal with ChatGPT and find out if it would assist. So after I asked him some questions regarding doctrine, I then said, compare teachings of the Continuing Church of God to those of the Roman Catholic Church. When I did, then ChatGPT responded with, certainly, below is a side-by-side comparison of the Continuing Church of God and the Roman Catholic Church. On a range of key doctrinal topics, these differences highlight fundamental and theological and practical divergences. So we went through a whole long list of different things, and I'd like to go through several of them that it went through, and one or two that it didn't mention. So the first thing is, in terms of source of authority, it says, the Continuing Church of God teaches the Bible alone, sola scriptura, in practice, and it rejects unbiblical traditions. Then for the Roman Catholic Church, it says, Bible plus sacred tradition plus the magisterium. The magisterium is essentially how the Roman Catholic Church accepts traditions and scripture together, as well as some pronouncements from some popes. So ChatGPT is correct that the Continuing Church of God rejects unbiblical traditions but bases its doctrines on the Bible, the Word of God. Now Jesus, when he was praying to the Father in John 17:17 about true Christians, said, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth. So Jesus prayed that true Christians would be sanctified or set apart by the Word of God. Now what about tradition? Well, Jesus condemned religious leaders of his day when they pushed what they considered sacred tradition as part of what they probably considered their magisterium. We can read about this in the book of Matthew chapter 15, starting in verse 1. Then the scribes and Pharisees, who were from Jerusalem, came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat bread? Verse 3, that's Jesus, answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father and mother will be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father and mother, whatever profit you may have received from me is a gift to God, then he need not honor his father and mother. Thus you've made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. And Jesus said, you can't twist scriptures and work around them and decide the traditions of men are more important. Now, next topic that the ChatGPT mentioned was the Godhead. Now, the Continuing Church of God actually holds to the original Christian view of it, whereas the Church of Rome accepted the Trinitarian position of Roman Emperor Theodosius in 381 AD. Now, we have a free book available at ccog.org, a free ebook called Mysteries of God, and goes into details about the Old Testament, the New Testament, what early Christians believed about the Godhead that we, the Continuing Church of God, still hold to today. Now, as far as where you should get doctrine, the Apostle Paul made it clear that doctrines and teachings are supposed to come from the Bible. I'm going to read this from the New Jerusalem Bible, it's a Roman Catholic translation, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for refuting error, for guiding people's lives, and teaching them to be upright. This is how someone who is dedicated to God becomes fully equipped and ready for any good work. So the New Testament's clear that Christians need teachings from the Word of God to be fully equipped. It says nothing about relying on non-biblical traditions that don't agree. Now, let me add that the Roman Catholics are correct when they point out that the Protestants don't really believe in sola scriptura. Now, the Continuing Church of God is not Protestant. We have apostolic succession from the beginning. We did not break off from Rome, and we were there before there were anything called Protestants. We have a free book on this as well, also available at ccog.org, free ebook, Hope of Salvation, How the Continuing Church of God Differs from Protestantism. Now, the next thing that was on the list from ChatGPT was Sabbath versus Sunday. All scholars realized that early Christians kept the Sabbath on Saturday, and they rested then, and that's when they did. Now, the Church of Rome, by the way, says that its own authority, not Scripture, is where they got Sunday. I want to read some passages from a document from the late 19th century, from the 1800s, called the Catholic Mirror. The Old Testament references made 126 times to the Sabbath. All these texts conspire harmoniously in voicing the will of God, commanding the seventh day to be kept, because God himself first kept it, making it obligatory as perpetual covenant. Nine times we find the Sabbath referred to in Acts, but it's the Saturday, the old Sabbath. Should our readers desire proof, refer to chapter and verse. And one of them is this, and then Paul reasoned in the synagogues every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. Thus the Sabbath, Saturday, from Genesis to Revelation. Thus it's impossible to find in the New Testament the slightest inference by the Savior or his apostles with the original Sabbath, but on the contrary, an entire acquiescence in the original arrangement, nay, a plenary endorsement by him whilst living, an unvaried active participation in the keeping of that day, and not others by the apostles. For 30 days after his death, the Acts of the Apostles has abundantly testified to us. The Catholic Church, for over 1,000 years before the existence of a Protestant, by virtue of her divine mission, changed the day from Saturday to Sunday. So, Church of Rome knows the Sabbath is Saturday, but they changed it. Now, regarding the biblical holy days, we in the Continuing Church of God keep the ones that the original Christians did, but Roman Catholics changed. I'm going to read something from a Roman Catholic writer. November 1st was the day of the Celtic summer end feast of Samhain, the day where the dead return to the earth. We've retained some of these pagan elements to Halloween, as is true of Christmas and Easter. Why would a pope put the Catholic celebration of the dead on top of the pagan celebration of the dead? Because the Catholic feasts are in continuity and fulfill the meaning of the pagan ones. But were Christians supposed to do that? No. If you go to 1 Corinthians 10, starting verse 20, from the Douay Rheims, we read, "But the things the heathen sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not God. And I would not that you be partakers of devils. You cannot drink the chalice of the Lord and the chalice of devils. You cannot be partakers of the table of the Lord and the table of devils." Yet, the Church of Rome, the Eastern Orthodox and Protestants have done that. And by the way, we have a free booklet on this one. You keep God's Holy Days or Demonic Holidays, also at ccog.org. Let me also add that when it comes to clean and unclean meats, the Continuing Church of God holds to the original practice that the early Christians did. According to the Church of Rome, they didn't allow the consumption of unclean meat until Bishop Eleutherus in the late 2nd century, about 150 years or so after Jesus was resurrected, declared that it was okay to do this. Now, one difference that ChatGPT didn't mention that I will mention here is that early Christians would not serve military and fight, and that was a position also of people such as the Bishop of Rome, Hippolytus, in the 3rd century, and the Roman Bishop Lactinius in the 4th century. And we still hold that position to this day, but the Greco-Roman Catholics and Protestants no longer do so. Now, there are also other important things when it comes to subjects such as salvation. We have a free book on that that I'm holding up, also at ccg.org. In addition to that, we better understand what God's plan is than the Roman Catholic Church, the Protestants, and the Eastern Orthodox. So we have a booklet for you on that as well. And as far as the beliefs of the original Catholic Church, we've got a pretty thick book on that, also available at ccog.org. Now, ChatGPT then puts out a summary, and it says, The Continuing Church of God seeks to restore apostolic teachings based on the Scripture. Then it also mentioned Jude 3, which is contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. And it says, Continuing Church of God claims to preserve original doctrines that others abandon. Related to the Roman Catholic Church, says it claims unbroken apostolic tradition with authority to define doctrine, teaches that the church has authority to develop doctrine over time. From there, ChatGPT goes to its conclusion. From a deductive and doctrinal standpoint, the Continuing Church of God claims continuity with early Christianity and rejects what it views as post-apostolic additions by the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church asserts itself as the original continuous church founded by Christ with the authority to define doctrine through time. Which one is correct depends on whether you accept Scripture alone as the final authority, like the Continuing Church of God view, or you accept the final authority, the authority of tradition and church hierarchy, Roman Catholic view. The Continuing Church of God sees itself as a faithful continuation of the first century Christianity without the additions from Greco-Roman or pagan tradition. The Roman Catholic Church sees itself as a historical church established by Christ, guided by the Holy Spirit through centuries of doctrinal development. Now, by the way, as far as continuity goes, both the Continuing Church of God and Roman Catholic Church teach that they have continuity from the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts chapter 2. Both claim to have apostolic succession starting with Peter. And, for example, in this book I hold up, we have the list. Now, one difference is the Church of Rome teaches it has succession by tradition, which was specifically the position of Pope Benedict the 16th, whereas the Continuing Church of God asserts that we have true doctrinal succession from the apostles based on documents that the Roman Catholics and the Eastern Orthodox scholars accept. So which church did ChatGPT choose? Well, as you heard, they didn't choose either one. But it did properly conclude that one would choose the Continuing Church of God if one believes in basing beliefs on the Bible without the addition of pagan traditions. ChatGPT suggested those who prefer tradition would prefer the Church of Rome. So what are you going to do now that you know about this? Are you going to repent and change and support the Continuing Church of God? Or you simply dismiss that as not being the case because many more support the Church of Rome? Well, I'd like to read something that Jesus said. Matthew chapter 7, starting verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Are you willing to go into the narrow gate? Are you willing to take the effort to really know what that is? Now, the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 26, verse 16, teaches, the lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. In this video, this message, I've been trying to give you sensible reasons about the differences between the two groups. Are you going to accept that, or are you wise in your own eyes and lazy enough not to bother to look into this? Now, if you claim to be a Christian, I want to read you what the Apostle Paul wrote. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 from Dewey Rames. But prove all things and hold fast what is good. If you're willing to believe the Bible, if you're willing to believe what the original Christians taught, then you should be among those who will do, as it says in Jude verse 3, fight hard for the faith which has once been in all entrusted to God's holy people. That's what we in the Continuing Church of God do. And our free book on the beliefs of the original Catholic Church documents this. And if you're Protestant and you want to find out the truth as well, I urge you to read this book. Anyway, you could be much more intelligent than ChatGPT. If you believe the Bible will prove all things, you should then decide that you should choose to support the Continuing Church of God. This is Dr. Bob Teal for the Bible is Prophecy program.
This Bible News Prophecy program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is Bible News Prophecy, at gmail.com.